Assalamu alaikum to all the Muslims and greetings to all the non-Muslims. Now, you see, like the title of my video, when non-Muslims see Muslims saying Jesus is or was a Muslim, they often get confused and they say, how can that be? The terms Muslim and Islam weren't around back then. You know, Muslim, Islam, this is a new phenomenon. This is something that was invented by the Prophet Muhammad 14 centuries ago, 1400 years ago. Yet, this is ignorance and not a fact. First of all, to all the non-Muslims, a Muslim is one who submits his will to God. Okay? That's a Muslim. One who submits his will to the true God. Okay? Number one. Number two, Islam is submission to God. You see how they go together? Muslim is the one who submits his will to God through Islam. And Islam is the one who submits his will to God. They're the same thing. Islam means submission to God. Muslim means the one who submits his will to God through Islam. So that's very simple. And the basic, the number one basic principle of Islam is that there is only one God and that only this God should be worshipped. Go read the Old Testament. Each single prophet taught this doctrine from Adam. There is only one God and you should worship this God. And all of them submitted their wills to God through Islam, which is submission to God. So Islam has been here since day one through all the prophets who taught this doctrine, which ended with the Prophet Muhammad. In fact, the Quran even says Jacob, Abraham, Adam, Isaac, all of them were Muslims. Why? Because they submitted their will to God, i.e. they were Muslims. So with that out of the way, let us now prove that Jesus is a Muslim. Now, to prove Jesus is a Muslim, we have to disprove that he's a Jew. Because whenever we tell a Christian Jesus is a Muslim, they always say, no, Jesus was a Jew. I ask the Christian, show me any proof that Jesus was a Jew. Show me. You see, if you read the Bible, the Gospels, Jesus was not a Jew. And I'm going to prove it. The first question, did Jesus practice and follow the Sabbath? No, he didn't. He used to work on the Sabbath day. And that's why the Pharisees used to be angry with him. And Jesus used to tell them, why are you angry? So basically, Jesus abrogated the Sabbath day. He's not a Jew. Number two, did Jesus practice stoning? No, he didn't. Go read John chapter 7 to John chapter 8. There was an adulterous lady, and Jesus didn't stone her, and he forgave her, and he told her, go away. So Jesus abrogated stoning back then. So tell me, what kind of Jew is a Jew who doesn't follow the Sabbath and doesn't follow the stoning, which is in the Jewish Torah, which is part of the law? How does that work? So no, he wasn't a Jew. Now the Christians will then reply and say, yes, Jesus was a Jew in the sense that he followed Jewish tradition. Wrong again. Throughout the Gospels, Jesus is always condemning the Jews for following their own traditions. He tells them, why do you follow your own traditions, ye hypocrites? You have made the book of God worthless. So that refutes that. Jesus used to tell his people, forget your traditions, follow the book, follow the Torah, follow the law, you hypocrites. You Pharisees, you go around with your noses in the air, acting like you're all righteous, and you don't even follow the book of God, when you claim you are the heirs and the inheritors of this book. So no, Jesus didn't follow the traditions of his people. That's another myth. So, no, I'm sorry. Jesus was not a Jew. But was Jesus a Muslim? Yes, he was. Why? In the Gospel of Mark and the Gospel of Matthew, what did Jesus say? He said, Who is my mother and who is my brother? My brother, my sisters are the ones who submit their will to God. In other words, my brothers and sisters are the Muslims. The Muslim equals the one who submits his will to God. So Jesus said, my true brothers and sisters, my mother, are the Muslims. Today, who submits their will to God? And who gives them the title of Muslim? Muslims identify themselves as Muslims. You know why? So everyone can know we submit our will to God. And Jesus said, my true brothers and sisters are the ones who submit their will to God. Very easy to understand. And what do we submit our will to God? Through Islam, which is submission to God, which is what Jesus did. He submitted his will to the Father. As Jesus even said, not as I will, but as you will, Father. So Jesus submitted his will to God. And submission to God is Islam. Very easy. Number two, how did Jesus pray? Today the only people who pray like Jesus are the Muslims. Jesus didn't go to the Wailing Wall and start rocking back and forth. He didn't do that. No, rather, he fell on his face when he prayed to God. He didn't go to Jerusalem, to the Wailing Wall, praying like the Orthodox Jews pray today. No, he didn't. He prayed like the Muslims. More proof that he's not a Jew. So, either way, Jesus is a Muslim. You have to disprove that he's not a Muslim, which you'll never be able to do. You'll never be able to say he's not a Muslim, because he taught every Islamic principle. Jesus taught you to pray. We pray 5 times a day. Jesus taught you to fast. We have the fasting month of Ramadan. Jesus taught you to give everything you have to the poor. We have that in Zakat. So you see, everything he taught is fundamental Islamic principles. Everything he taught is not even followed by Christians. They say, oh, actions mean nothing. We don't have to pray. We don't have to fast. It's all about faith. As Paul said, good deeds are like dirty rags. It's all about the faith. Believe and you will be saved. But Jesus taught you, believe and act and you will be saved. Islam says the same thing. Believe and act and you will be saved. So therefore, Jesus is a Muslim who submitted his will to God through Islam. End of story.